Two of the world's most popular road races are now becoming more inclusive. The London and Boston Marathons have announced they'll allow non-binary runners to compete without having to register as male or female beginning next year. But now, some marathon history. 50 years ago, an American runner made history at the Summer Olympics in Munich. The 1972 Games also made history as the scene of a tragic terrorist attack. Alex Ashlock has our story.
Frank Shorter was 24 years old when he won the Olympic marathon on September 10, 1972, the first American winner of that event since 1908.
Frank Shorter appears to be running to victory in the marathon through the streets of his old hometown. There he is between those trucks. And his old hometown is Munich, West Germany. He was born here, but he only lived here for a few months when his father was an army doctor.
Jim McKay's coverage on ABC that day sounds idyllic, but the 1972 Olympics were anything but.
Arab terrorists armed with submachine guns, faces blackened, a couple of them disguised as guards or as trash men in the Olympic Village, climbed the fence, went to the headquarters of the Israeli team, and immediately killed one man, Moshe Weinberg, a coach, two shots in the head, one in the stomach. And the latest report is that one more has been killed.
The world watched as what became a hostage crisis dragged on for hours. In the end, a rescue mission failed, and 11 Israeli athletes were dead. The games were paused for a day, but after a memorial service, the competition continued, and Shorter won gold. The 50th anniversary of that day, though, is bittersweet for Shorter, because his good friend Kenny Moore, who finished fourth in that Olympic marathon, and who would go on to write wonderful stories about running, died on May 4th. I spoke with Frank Shorter recently at his home in Falmouth, Massachusetts. When the terrorist attack started, he was on a balcony outside the U.S. runner's apartment in the Olympic Village.
I was out sleeping on a mattress that I pulled out, and it was about 4 in the morning. And I heard what I first thought, because it woke me up, was a door slam. Wow, that door. And I said, no, that's not a door slamming. And I just knew. I knew it was shots. And the other thing I'll never forget, I was lying there, and there was a balcony you couldn't see through. You had to stand up and look down onto the Olympic Village. And I think we were about the fourth floor. And usually by the time I would get up, because I sleep late, there was all sorts of noise and bustle, you know, that I was sleeping through down on the paths, on the streets below. And it was silent. And the way I describe it is it was just like the jungle when there's a predator. There's no sound.
They've now said that there were 11 hostages. Two were killed in their rooms yesterday morning. 9 were killed at the airport tonight. They're all gone.
We thought the games were over because the feeling was nothing's worth human life. This is done. We're going home.
There was a debate within the American team about going home. Here's Shorter's teammate, the late Kenny Moore, on what was said.
Frank was the eloquent one then. He said, we have to spread the word by performance that barbarism only makes Olympians stronger. We have to say, this is as scared as I get, and let's go run.
After the memorial service, we were walking back to the athlete's village, and I said to Kenny, I said, Kenny, you know, the only other place that any terrorist can do anything here is on the marathon course. And I said, you know, I get chills when I think about it. I said, I am not going to think about it. Because if I do, they win. You know, we have to run. Because if we don't, they win. And I can tell you, I ran that whole race and never thought about it.
Shorter's training and strategy played out perfectly. He was used to throwing in a surge in the middle of a long workout, running very fast for a minute or so before slowing down and recovering. And in the Olympic marathon, he did the same thing, 9 miles in to the 26.2-mile race.
I hope it's not arrogant, but I remember breaking away and looking behind, and everybody after about 20 seconds was like 30 yards behind me. And I said, ooh, I feel pretty good. And I said, if I were back there, I'd think I should be up there with him. But they didn't. And so by 20 miles, I had a minute and 15 second lead. And by the end, it was over 2 minutes.
We heard from your friend and teammate, Kenny Moore, earlier when he talked about the debate that you guys had over whether you should continue in the Olympics, whether the Olympics should go on. And he wrote this great story after the Olympics, and he's writing about you and he the day after you won the gold medal. And he says to you, "You know, all this time I thought the Olympic champion was somebody incredibly special." And then he goes on to write, "Frank gave me a consoling look as though he would have liked to protect me from this final disillusionment." And then he quotes you saying, "And then you found out that it was only me." Kenny died earlier this year, and I just wondered what you think about when you hear those words that he wrote in 1973 and about him today.
I will admit, I had actually forgotten that.
I know it's hard.
Because we were equals. Or maybe I wasn't even his equal. You know, we all have moments in time where, you know, I'll say it, God can have things happen. And you have to be not only thankful, but in wonder that it can happen. And I can remember what I was going to try to explain to him was all the reasons why I just had a perfect day. And it happened to be the Olympics.
4 years later at the Summer Olympics in Montreal, Shorter nearly had another perfect day. But he had to settle for a silver medal, beaten in the marathon by an East German runner who was later implicated in the state-sponsored use of performance-enhancing drugs by that country's athletes. Shorter would become a leading figure in the anti-doping movement in sports. Shorter will be 75 years old next month. He's still running. In fact, a few days after we spoke, he ran the Falmouth Road Race, an event that was actually inspired by his gold medal win in Munich 50 years ago. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.